This is Earth and Sky. As 2006 began, a severe drought was causing wildfires over 500,000 acres of land in Texas and Oklahoma.
But while the National Weather Service called the drought in the U.S. Southern Plains severe to exceptional, they also acknowledged that overall 2005 was a wet year for much of the U.S.
Looking at the latest maps that show which states were wet and which were dry during 2005, there were more states that were unusually wet than were unusually dry.
That's Douglas LeCompte, drought specialist at the National Climate Prediction Center. He said a La Nina, or cooler than normal temperatures in the tropical Pacific Ocean, could make 2006 much drier overall than last year.
La Ninas do tend to be associated with more dry conditions than wet conditions across the U.S. So we'll be watching very carefully what happens across the tropical Pacific Ocean to see if that pattern continues.
So the droughts could continue in some parts of the U.S.
There are always these striking exceptions. There will always be floods in one part of the country and droughts in the other. But when you look out at a long-range forecast, it's certainly the Southwest and possibly even the Southeast could start turning dry.
And that's our show. Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.